The Charter Schools Initiative appears to have passed, but it will be a while before the first charter school can open its doors in Washington State. KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports.
Under the initiative, there are two ways to start a charter. Private nonprofits can apply to start a new school. And existing public schools can also be converted to charters via the so-called trigger method. That's where parents or teachers in the school vote to turn it into a charter. Chris Korsmo is CEO of the League of Education Voters, one of the groups that back the charter initiative. Korsmo says her organization is getting flooded with email from people who want to know how they can get started.
You know, we've had people come out of the woodwork, principals of schools here in Washington who are interested in starting schools, folks who ran charter schools in other states who would like to be able to do that work here, and Washingtonians who live elsewhere but would like to come back home to run a charter school.
But a few things need to happen before aspiring charter founders can throw their hats into the ring. First, the state needs to establish the commission that will authorize and oversee charters. The governor, president of the state Senate, and president of the state House of Representatives each get to appoint three commission members. The state Board of Education also needs to create an application process for school boards that want to be authorizers. The deadline for those bureaucratic steps is March of next year. So it may be 5 months before would-be charter organizers can apply to start a school. In the meantime, Chris Korsmo has co-founded an advisory coalition to influence how the state draws up its charter school policies.
The major goal is to ensure that we have great authorizers who are paying attention to the criteria and also watching the outcomes so that we do what other states don't do, which is to ensure accountability on the part of the schools so that we don't allow schools that are not achieving to continue to operate.
There may be other holdups for charter schools, too. State Superintendent of Public Instruction Randy Dorn has said he'll try to challenge the initiative in court because he says the state constitution requires basic education to be governed by his office. Charter schools would be governed instead by a separate state agency. Korsmo says charter backers always knew legal challenges were likely if the measure passed. She says she trusts any court decisions would favor the initiative. Absent legal challenges, the first charter schools would likely open their doors in Washington next school year at the earliest. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.